Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England went from zeros to heroes as they bounced back from being dismissed for 99 in their last game to bowl Sri Lanka out for 67 in the third ODI at Emirates Old Trafford, winning the game by 10 wickets. Chris Jordan took 5 for 29 as Sri Lanka crashed to their third lowest ODI score and lowest against England, bowled out in just 24 overs. In reply, the hosts were hardly troubled as they raced to 73 without loss in 12.1 overs, with Ian Bell unbeaten on 41 and Alistair Cook on 30. That win puts England 2-1 up in the five-match series, with games at Lords and Edgbaston to come. Suresh Raina will captain India during their one-day international series in Bangladesh, and Gautam Gumbhir has been handed a recall ahead of the Tour of England. MS Dhoni, Virat Kohli, Ravindra Jadeja and Rohit Sharma are rested for the ODIs in Bangladesh next month, and the squad also includes a recall for Robin Utapa and call-offs for other players who have impressed in the recent Indian Premier League. Kedar Jadhav, Akshar Patel and Parvez Rasool are included in an inexperienced squad which will be led by Raina, as is wicketkeeper Ridhiman Sahar. Dhoni and Kohli return ahead of India's Tour of England to play five tests, and opener Gumbhir is in the squad. He adds much-needed experience to the top of the order. The Kolkata Knight Riders surged into the final of the IPL by beating the Kings 11 Punjab by 28 runs at Eden Gardens. In a game that was postponed from yesterday due to heavy rain, Kolkata posted 163 for 8 and then ran out comfortable winners when the Kings 11 could manage only 135 for 8 in reply. Although in-form opener Robin Utapa top scored for Kolkata with a relatively modest 42, enough contributions from his teammates lower down the order gave their bowlers plenty to bowl at. Morning Morkland, Umesh Yadav then shared 5 wickets as Punjab's reply, aside from a 40-run stand between Manan Vora and Ridhiman Sahar, never really got going and they closed well short. And in the later game, the Chennai Super Kings won the eliminator by 7 wickets at the Brabourne Stadium to end the Mumbai Indians tournament. Having qualified for the playoffs in dramatic circumstances with a last-gasp win over the Rajasthan Royals, Mumbai were unable to defend a score of 173 for 8, and their chances of retaining their title are finally gone. They were still in the game until David Hussey and Suresh Raina combined to take 20 runs off the 16th over, and from there on, Chennai eased home, winning with 8 balls to spare. While Mumbai, who lost their first 5 matches of the tournament before launching a stirring recovery, will play no further part, Chennai will now take on the Kings 11 Punjab in 2 days at the Wankhede Stadium, with the Kolkata Knight Riders awaiting the winner in Sunday's final.